Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then. Unless your closet is full of them, then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
You ain't never lied about that, Madea. What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Woman's Chronicles, Women's Chronicles. We air every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. We are getting it in today on this hot topic. You say he or she is just a friend, and we definitely going to get it in with that just a friend situation. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can check in with us live in the chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. You can get in the chat room, get yourself logged in, and give your opinion. Let's go ahead and jump into this hot topic. You say he or she is just a friend. This topic was brought to me through an email, and how ironically I was reading the word in it, and it followed up. But what the person was saying is, you know, they had been with their mate for a while, and their mate is always on the go. And they were saying, you know, I feel like I'm raising this house and these kids by myself, and you really never around. So the mate ignored the request or the plea about them feeling alone. So the person decided to go back to school and started to meet other people, other classmates, and they had a study group. And then she started to see it was a guy that she was talking to, and they started to see each other outside of the study group, meeting individually, having dates, basically. And, you know, when it came about, when the situation arose, you know, she kept saying, oh, this person is just a friend, they just a friend, and, you know, this is a, you know, person I just talked to. A lot of times we see this in a lot of relationships where you're having an issue with your mate, and you go and talk to somebody else about it, whether it's your homegirl or whether it's your partner or whoever it may be. But if it's the opposite sex, that can be, if it's not your family member, it can be real dangerous. If you can't talk to your mate about what's going on with you, who else can you talk to besides the person that's closer to you? But when it gets to that point that you start talking to another male or another female about how you feeling, that's dangerous. And then, you know, on top of that, when the number come up in your phone and y'all been chatting and texting one another and your mate like, oh, who was that, you know, you've been texting and talking to or whatever the case may be, and the response is, oh, that's just my friend, you know. That's just my friend. Ain't really nobody to be concerned about, but really, is that just a friend? Because this person can be sitting there listening to you, but in actuality, they trying to get at you. You know, they want to be with you. They feeling in their mind like, yo, that man or that woman don't deserve you. You know, you should be with me, but they not going to outright come and say it. You know, that's within a relationship, to say, oh, that's just a friend, that's just my friend, but really, it's really not just your friend, and you know better, and we all know better, and we need to address that on today. It's very important because it'll save us a lot of hardship, a lot of anger, you know, a lot of domestic violence situations on top of that. And a lot of people comment and said, you know, I don't think that my mate should have any friends that I don't know about that wasn't friends before we got into this relationship. New friends is no good for a new relationship. I want to know what y'all think about that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Because this whole she's just my friend, he's just my friend can get really confusing. I've actually seen, you know, people in my family come to throwing blows over a number in a phone. And when it all boils down to it, if you're not securing your own spot, it's going to be some problems. Know that. At the end of the day, if you're not securing your own spot, it's going to be some problems. But on the other end, it could be some risky business going on. And big shout-out to Empress Journey live in the chat room. Big shout-out to you, Queen. I definitely want to get your feedback on, you say he's just a friend. So many times in relationships you say, oh, well, there shouldn't be any new friends after we get together. If I don't know your friends before we got together or when we was in a relationship, any new people coming along is not good. Now, point two, if you're having issues in your relationship, there's no need for you to go and tell your friends first or family members besides, you know, your mother and them. I'm going to tell y'all the reason why, because this will happen. You go and have a pity party. Oh, I think she lying. I think he lying. I think she talking to somebody else. I think he talking to somebody else. And what they do, 9 times out of 10, is they turn around and have a talk about tea party about you. And then you wonder why everybody know your business. And FYI, people, Facebook is not your counselors. It's funny because all y'all do is entertain us. You get on Facebook and you start blasting about how your mate and such, putting their name out there, but you're still going to be with them at the end of the day. What I would suggest for anybody that's in a relationship, you know, first thing is say, look, I think we need to see some counseling or talk to our pastor or the church that we go to about the issues that we have going on with us. Because it's a lot of skeletons in the closet. You know, Medea said it perfectly.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. After time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you or ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then. Unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
You ain't never lied about that, Medea. Everybody got skeletons in their closet, and you got to let those skeletons out the closet. Unless you got a lot of skeletons, then you might want to get you a bigger closet. I wouldn't necessarily wouldn't suggest that, but if you're live on a live right now, you can press the 1 button and give your feedback. You can give your feedback. You can press 1, but I'm looking in the chat room. And he said, I'm grown and I'm going to be friends with who I want. And what if I don't have trust in the relationship, then you don't have anything. You're definitely right about that, Queen. If you don't have trust in the relationship, you don't have anything. And a person that's saying, oh, this person is just my friend, that person is just my friend, let's talk about the language with friend language. I'm not going to be texting my friend saying, hey, boo, what's going on? Or, hey, honey, how's your day? That intimate language in a phone, in a text, in a call or something like that, I think that's really a little bit too much, especially when you're in a relationship and that person knows that you got somebody at home. It's hell. 75% of relationships right now, the friends don't even know that the person is in a relationship because the person never said anything about them being in a relationship, let alone living with somebody. And that's necessarily not cool. You say he or she is just a friend, but when you get mad at me or when I get mad at you, I'm calling this person up and telling our business. And, you know, it happens. I'm not going to sit here in front like it don't happen. Why do we go and call up somebody and tell them our business like they're going to be able to fix the mess in our relationship? If it's fucked up, it's fucked up. It's either you going to accept it or you going to move on with your life. And, you know, a lot of girls I've seen, they know they man doing wrong. And the men, too, you know your woman doing wrong, but the excuse is, oh, well, I don't have proof that he or she did this or he or she did that. If she and him coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning, they ain't baking cookies while they was out. It's just a matter of respect. And just like Empress Journey said, the trust. What happens when you put your trust into somebody and you believe them, you know, you don't be off on them or in their phone or whatever the case may be, and then later on down the line, you find out that all this time that they was doing you dirty. They was messing around with somebody else. They was lying to you and all that stuff that comes with the territory. What happens? What do you do when that happens? Because if you find out that your mate is cheating on you or your mate was lying to you, your first instinct is to set it off, like right then and there. Or now you want to get your crew, you want to set it off. But I wanted to give y'all feedback on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard so we can get your mic open so you can give your feedback on this whole thing. You say he or she is just a friend. I just got a text stating that a lot of people that's in relationships, people know that they're in relationships and the chick don't care. Well, we can't just put that on the chick itself because there's men out there that know women are in relationships and don't care either. It's just the respect that you have for yourself. So, you know, I've never been one to know that a dude has a chick and, you know, pursue anything with him. But y'all make sure y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. We're about to get into some music, and we're going to come back and get more deeper on this hot topic right here. Your boy, the Icy Brothers, featuring Mr. Big to R. Kelly Contagious. Let's go.
Check my message. No one is called but my homies and some bill collectors. Said your love brings somebody wants to borrow money. I two-way her, she don't hit me back, something is funny. So I called her mother's house and asked her had she seen my baby. Roll my six around looking for that missing lady. Got back in, turned the TV on and caught the news. Then I put my hand on my head, cause I'm so confused. And then I turned the TV down, cause I thought I heard a squeaky sound. Something's going on upstairs, yeah, cause I know nobody else lives here. As I get closer to the stairway, in the closet looking for that. Said a prayer cause only God knows what I'm gonna do. What I saw was enough to drive a preacher wild. I'm in the hall contemplating, not in my own damn house. Who would have thought she was sleeping with another man? The down low happening to
Back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Women Chronicles every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Y'all know how we get down each and every Wednesday. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. We are going in hard on this topic. He or she says she's just a friend. He's just a friend. Hey, well, I definitely want to talk about the whole situation. When you meet somebody and be like, you know, are you dating somebody right now? And they say, nah, but I just got friends. Wow. What does that say to me when a person says they just got friends? I don't know how I feel about when a person say, oh, you know, I just got a friend. So what does that mean to me? If I ask you, are you single, are you dating somebody, you tell me that you just got friends. What that say to me is it's a possibility that you can be smashing me, her, and another chick at the same time. I think it would just be more appropriate for people to just come out and say, no, I'm not dating anybody, or I'm not in an exclusive relationship. But, you know, I'm just testing the waters, a.k.a. I'm just fucking around. I'm not looking to be committed to nothing. You got to respect the person gangster when they come out and say that to you. You know, and going through the whole phone situation, this happens to all of us. I'm not going to front and never say I went through my man phone. I'm not going to front and say I ain't never been in a relationship with a person went through my phone, but all the secret scrollness is just unnecessary. That's too much energy to be trying to hide another person. For what? I mean, for real, you say they're just a friend. Why? You gotta hide, you gotta lie, you gotta sneak, you know, you gotta go out your way to keep this person a secret. Like, come on now, and then when it come down to it, and it's always a small world. Somebody, I know people that got caught cheating on Facebook. And that's the dumbest thing I can say in the world. This person actually posted that he was chilling on this side of town on Facebook. Like, nobody in his girl family was going to pick this up. And you know you always got that sister, cousin, best friend, somebody who always like to say, girl, I told you he wasn't about nothing. Or your homie like, yo, I told you she was a hoe. Look what she put on YouTube. That you chilling on the other side of town with your boo, but you couldn't, you said you was too busy to watch your kids. Like, that's just foul. Saving numbers, saving people under other numbers, and then they text you out of the blue like, what's good? I want to see you tonight. How do you clean that up? Like, that's too much energy to clean this up saying, oh, nah, that's just my peoples, such and such. And your dude ain't going to be hitting your phone talking about, yo, what's good? Let's what you doing tonight? I want to see you. That's not a man talking. And your female friends don't say that either. Most likely your female friends will call you. It's too much to say a person is just a friend when they ain't, because all the domestic violence come later. Some people don't know how to just, you know, walk away or, you know, take their pride and just keep it moving. You know, it's the hands. Now people decide that they want to put their hands on you or you want to get into a physical fight. And at the end of the day, after you done slapped and tapped all over this person, it still don't change the fact that they was messing around on you or that they were seeking something somewhere else. Now, on the female side of it, I was in a real deep debate with some of my male friends, and it was like, females, you know, they can be cheating, and you don't never know that they cheating, and, you know, they real sneaky, and, you know, all that jazz. It's not necessary. You know, FYI, for men, you know when your woman is seeking another man attention or getting another man attention. And I'm going to give y'all a couple of clues. It ain't really a clue. It be in your face, and you don't even see it. She was all upset all the time and depressed or angry when she see you, but all of a sudden her mood has lifted. She in a good mood, she happy, she back to cooking, she back to cleaning, she's taking real care of how she dressed, you know, even down to her underwear and her bras, her perfume changed, she changed her hairdo. You know, you may want to pay attention to this because she may be doing this for somebody else. Or on the other end, she decided to get up off her elbows and say, you know what, I got to do something for me, and I'm about to kick this nigga smooth to the curb. Now, y'all can break it down for Diva on the man's side. You, as far as what, how you know when your man is seeking other attention, the way you know when somebody is doing anything is they behavior change, they routine change. If that person was getting up in the morning and going to work and they came back at this time and now they coming back later, or, you know, they used to answer your calls or your texts all the time and now they don't do it, instead of you going all off the hook, just recognize it. Go to your mate and say, look, things have changed between me and you, and I see that, you know, we not how we used to be. And I want to know, is there any way to salvage this, or any way that we can come to good grounds to communicating? Because at the end of the day, I need to know if we're going to have a future. I want to know if this is where you want to be at the end of the day. And the average person will say, yeah, baby, you know, I love you. You're the only one I want to be with. You my boo. But in the back of their mind, they're saying, man, I can't wait till I get enough money to stack to get the hell up out of here. So many times I've seen people literally use another individual or stay with an individual because it's more convenient for them. Well, you know, if I leave him or if I leave her, then I'm going to have to pay my own bills. I'm going to have to make my own way. You know, it's going to be a lot more harder for me. And that's whack. That's real, real whack. If it gets to the point that you're not in love with somebody no more, you need to let them know. Because it's not going to do nothing but have an ugly end. Now, with all that, you say she or he is just a friend, this what happens. You sleeping, you minding your business, and what happens? That damn phone go off in the middle of the night. Now, you know, you're going to be hearing about your phone going off in the middle of the night, and it's not an emergency, and it's not no family. Oh, wow, that's just going to be the tip of the iceberg, and it's going to be time to set it off after that, man. It's crazy. So all that, she just a friend or he just a friend, watch out for these people who you really calling your friends and sharing your business with, because this person can, you know, act like they your friend, but at the end of the day, they really want you. They're listening for a reason. You know, they gonna listen and let you get all, you know, your feelings out, your boo-hoos and your wans and your whining and your anger, but they appear to be a friend, but they want to be more. But they just don't know how to say it to you at that time, and they waiting for the ample opportunity. Queens, that happens with us a lot. We think that this person is our friend or whatever the case may be, and it's a hidden agenda behind that. So I definitely want to get y'all feedback. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. When we come back from this break, I got this hot song by Adele called Rolling in the Deep. It's hot. When we come back from the situation, I'm going to lay it thick on y'all and tell y'all how a baby came out. The whole situation is crazy. Let's go.
Me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenalRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Trouble in my life, problems when you don't come home at night. But when you do, you always start a fight. But I can't be alone. I need you to come home. I know you're messing around, but who?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Women Chronicles. This is how we do it each and every Wednesday. Got to give much diva love to all my family and friends out there that support me. Big shout out to BG's. Big shout out to Chocolate. Big shout out to Slate Stone. Big shout out to Fish Guru 100. Big shout out to Tay Black. Who else we got here? Governors 2 on Twitter. Again, big shout out to Empress Journey on Twitter. Big shout out to West Nile Music. And big shout out to Rada Movement. Y'all definitely holding me down, but we definitely gonna get back into this hot topic we talking about. You say he or she is just a friend. Wow. There was a situation that I know of, and a female got mad at her man and decided that she wanted to go outside of her relationship. Now, the end result to this is, instead of going to her dude and saying, look, I'm unhappy, such and such and such, she ended up kicking it with this other dude and catching feelings for him. Then, in the midst of it, homegirl got pregnant. So, you're dealing with two men at one time, and now here you are in the situation. First, it started off, oh, he's just my friend. He like my best friend. I could talk to him. He listened to me, blah, 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 blah. And now you pregnant and in a dilemma where you don't know who's the father of this child. That's why, people, we have to be very, very, very clear about the current situation. That you, when you're with somebody, you don't have to be with them. We need to, I think people forget, when you're with somebody and y'all start living together or whatever the case may be, even if y'all got a child, like, you got to be with them forever. Like, you bonded to them. No, you got to keep it real from the gate. Like, look, things have changed in between me and you. I'm not feeling how I used to feel. I know you ain't feeling me no more, so we should go ahead and part our ways. And usually when that happens, the other person on that's getting told this information is like, hold on, let's talk about this. Now they want to pay attention. They want to pay attention now, and they're going to act right for the first two or three days, but then after that, the couple is going to go right back to the same shit. So let's go to the hotlines and get some love. I see y'all with your hands up out there, and I'm definitely going to come to y'all and get y'all in the building. Let's go to 862-755. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, boo, it's me.
What's going on, Mama? Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God, I hear your topic. Lord Jesus.
Go ahead, chime in, break it down for us.
First of all, no men and no women should be friends, period. It all leads to booty heaven. That's project number one. Project number two, if you're dealing with two men and you don't know who your the baby's father is, that's called host status. That's no longer the relationship or either part. You are now the hoe in the situation.
Tell us, Stacey.
Laugh at me. But if a man has a friend, we all know that's not really a friend.
Mm-hmm.
No way that a man could be friends with a woman. There's no chemistry. This man could sit here, oh, he's my friend. He watched me get dressed. Oh, you better off telling me he gay.
Yeah.
I personally
think it. Go ahead, Queen.
I think no men and women should sit there and say, oh, I have this friend, blah, 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 blah. If you're in a relationship with somebody, there should be pretty much no friends of the opposite sex who you should sit there and confide in. That's not his relationship, and that's not your relationship. You confide in your man. If you have problems confiding in your man, you shouldn't be with him.
You're definitely right about that. If you're having problems confiding in your mate and talking to your mate about how you're feeling, and if you guys can't come to a conclusion, then y'all shouldn't be together. Because so many things.
You say you're talking to your girlfriend, but that's completely different. Girlfriends are girlfriends. We talk all the time. But there's no way that you should be talking to some dude about how your relationship is going with your man, because now he know what not to do, how to scoop you up.
True. And let's not say, you know, that the girlfriend can't have a hidden agenda. You know, the girlfriend, you can have a, you can go and have a pity party with her, and she go have a talk about tea party with you. All you females out there, please, please watch what you say to your female friends or your girlfriends, because she could be taking that information and use it against you, because she always wanted to be with the man that you with. So if you want to tell her, oh, my little friend over here, my friend over there, and I'm going to see my friend and my friend this, you may want to be careful, because she can definitely throw some salt in the game on you. And if it got to go that far, then you need to just leave old boy alone. Wouldn't it be a lot more stress-free? Don't you want to be able to get your, you know, your loving on and your romance on without, you know, your heart pumping all the time? You got to duck down in the car. You got to be Backstreet Bandits. What the hell? Like, who?
And then you make it hard for women who are actually are faithful to men to sit there and say, oh, now there's two dudes fighting over paternity of a child. That's what makes it harder for women like us to sit there and say, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, it ain't mine because someone so did this to me before. I got to be careful.
Now, I'm glad that you said that so-and-so did this to me. And we're not here to bash the males. We're not here to bash males because women do the same thing. But for
not even
a male,
that. I think women are so much grimier than men that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not even ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's goddamn ridiculous.
It's, you know what? I think it's the vindictiveness that come with it, because women, we bear, we accept.
And we get away with a lot more. So we feel like we can do a lot more. Because we can lie our ass off.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's not good, because if you're going to keep, exactly, if you're going to keep accepting what somebody is doing to you, you know, if I cheat on you and you accept me back, you know, that's not showing me that, you know, that's not showing me that I'm
going to
do it again. Yeah, I'm not going to do nothing different, you know, and women do it as well. This what happens. You get with the dude, he wind you and dine you, everything going perfect. And here it is, 90 days to 6 months later, now you looking at him sideways because y'all don't do the things that y'all used to do, or he a little bit more romantic than... Yeah, he was a little bit more romantic than the average thug that you used to dealing with. So what you do, you want to go holler, go get you a DMX nigga off the block to bang your back in, and then come back in the house, you know, with Joe to see, you know, and that's not cool. That's not cool. All you getting now is hard dick. There's no more bubble gum. Shit, we in a recession. Nobody can afford no bubble gum.
It's
so
only
all
sour.
You do, there's only sour out in the streets. Exactly. It has to get to the respect on both ends, men and women, the respect that you have for yourself. If you are talking to somebody and you know you're kind of down on your luck or whatever the case may be, you need to let them know, you know, like, look, I'm really not looking to get into a relationship. What I'm looking for right now is maybe a roommate, somebody we can share the bills, you know, and have everything written up, documentation. That's what adults do. But, you know, it's too many times I'm seeing, and a lot of men and women, why is y'all letting these people in your house? And first of all, get a background check. I don't care what nobody say. Get a background check on the person. It's only $14.99. Yeah, Diva Mary Kay got a background check on her dude. You want to know why? Because that's going to tell me some shit that he don't want to tell me. And I have a child in this house, and my niece comes over to my house. So
you
never know what
get a background
or
check. NJDOC.com.
Say it again. Put it out there, Queen.
NJDOC.com. All charges, any felons, anything that you've ever been locked up for, oh, it's right there. All you need is a name and an alias.
That's
four alias. NJDOC.com.
And you never know who you're dealing with, because then it would come, you know, they'll be you don't know what they're capable of or what they do, because when you first meet somebody, you meet the representative. The representative is going to tell you all the good things about them, all the perks, everything that's good about them. But here it is, 30 days to 90 days later, you meet the damn client. The client is lazy. The client don't work. The client is not a clean person. The client is a liar. The client been having sex with you, him, and there. I was in a relationship with a man, and I didn't find out until 5 years later when we got together, and I found this out from his child's mother. That's because if I'm with you, ain't no way in hell you're going to have a child, and I don't know your child, and I don't do for your child, or either know your child's baby mother, and she know who I am, and we are on good terms. I don't care what relationship is. Females got to have more of a communication line. Don't believe, and males too, I'm not saying that you got to be coochie crunch with the person, but say, look, I'm giving you a call because your child is over here with me, and this is my address, this is my number. If you have any questions and concern, I'm just extending the courtesy call. That's it. Now, however she handled that or he handled that, that's on them. But I found out that at the beginning of the relationship, when we was dealing with each other, before it got a little bit deeper, not only did he have his child's mother pregnant, and he had another girl pregnant at the same time. So both of them, y'all, I got a girlfriend now, and both of y'all need to get abortions. Get the fuck out of here. Wow.
You know the situation I just came out of for 6 years. And he went back and forth for 6 years, to the point where enough is enough. I am now drama-free. A whole 3 months, and it is my anniversary. I with a glass of wine and a good book and some bubbles. Shout out to all the single anniversary lovers out there. Love yourself first before you can love anybody else.
You're definitely right about that. Queen, stay on the line. I'm about to open the line up for another caller because the lines is lighting up and they're going in. 917-291, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's good? This is BG's from the Bronx, New York.
BG's, what's going on, my G? Welcome to the show.
What up? I just want to know one question.
Yes.
Where the hell are these females meeting these dudes at?
Brick City.
What you think you gonna find? Stop going for the DMX and the video niggas and the niggas just bopping through the street and upgrade your shit. You in the hood? You looking for niggas in the hood? Shit is fucked up. If you elevating this shit, then you should be outside the hood looking for somebody that's on the same roads as you. Then you don't have to worry about the game.
You
know what I mean? It's good dudes out there. It's bad dudes out there. But I'm hearing a lot of females picking the same type of cookie cutter dudes, and then they get mad. When they getting mad, come on. It seems like once they fool you one time, and you see the traits again, you still falling for the same stuff. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the real men holding it down. And I think that if a dude got friends like me, I got a lot of female friends. So any female I settle down with, they're going to have to accept the fact that I'm a business dude. I'm grinding. I'm everywhere. I know people. People know me. They got love for me. And that's where trust come in. You feel me? That's where you pick the right person. You know what I mean? You got morals and shit like that. And you got to trust them. You feel me? It's always not the same. But if you're in the hood and you picking people that are in the hood, then they're going to have that hood mentality. You feel me? So, ladies, y'all got to upgrade. Stop picking the video dudes. Dudes in the video. The dudes coming home from jail. Not to say there's anything wrong with them or anything like that. But you got to upgrade your shit. See, there's no complaint.
You definitely right about that, King. I like what you said with the whole cookie cutter situation. You leave one man or one woman, and then you go out and you get the same exact woman. She just got a different look, a different ass, a different, you know, cat box. She a different voice, and it's the same person. And like you said, upgrade yourself. If you have some morals about yourself, and if you going somewhere, you want to get like-minded people. A like-minded woman, a like-minded man. Why would you continue to go and do the same thing over and over again. King, I like what you said about the whole cookie cutter situation. And then after the choices that we have made as adults in relationships, we get mad when we find out that the next one is no different than the next. Wow. Is it a man's world?
Hey, yo, because me, myself, I was born and raised in the hood. I came from the bottom. So I'm trying to upgrade myself. So anything I look at, my mind is detected, something is upgraded, just like me, just bigger and better that I can add on to. You feel me? I'm not looking for somebody I can hold down, somebody I can put up in the crib, and I got to take care of them and this and that. And then, no, I mean, I ain't looking for nobody that's going to lay up. You feel me? The females need to stop picking baby boys and get them men. Stop getting niggas that you could have laying up in your crib and you could take them shopping and think that that's going to hold them. Get somebody that's going to hold you.
Oh, I'm off my little Kim, you know. Keep the homie bummy, yo. Whatever he came with is what he's leaving with. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love, man. Stay with us. 786-260, you're now live on Diva Slot Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Change. What's poppin'? Calling from Miami.
Change, what's going on, my G?
All right.
We're going in on this topic about, you know, you say he's just a friend or you say she's just a friend. And the King, BG's is live on the line with us. And Stacey is live on the line with us. And they made a valid point about, you know, the cookie cutter situation. You leave out of one relationship and you get with a person that's a new person that's just the same, and you mad at the end of the day. You know, if you instead of dealing with the, even with it, don't it goes just as further as the dude on the block. The females is on the block now too. You know, it ain't Jenny on the block. I'm trying to tell y'all. But what would be your feedback, you know, on this topic? Because people really got the game jacked up, and there's too many domestic violence situations going on.
I mean, as far as that topic is concerned, you know, they say he's just a friend or they say she's just a friend. And as far as the relationships go on towards hopping from one relationship goes on for a certain amount of time, and then you go ahead and jump into the next one, and then for some reason you're seeing the same problems in that other person that you saw in the last relationship. Really, all that is just a reflection of yourself, because all you're doing is picking and choosing things left and right that you don't like again in that person, when what you're supposed to do really is, like, try and accept what that person for who they are, which is difficult. It ain't easy. You know what I mean? But I've done a relationship that lasts for a couple of years, you know what I mean? And that's how I got through it. That's how I'm still in it. You know what I mean? You got to go ahead and accept that person, try and go ahead and fall in love with the person that they actually are. And if they have some faults, try and help them out. And if they don't like you helping them out, well, then fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what can you do? You can bring the hooks to the canal, right? But you can't make them drink. Ain't that how they say it?
Damn, to the canal. That's a whole lot of damn water.
Hey.
Right.
But you know what? Everybody's thirsty. That's why.
Yeah, everybody is thirsty, and they just want to jump right into love. First of all,
yeah,
love,
man,
is part-time, full-time, all the time. It's like a baby. It's,
yeah.
You know, it got to grow. You got to, that 9 months, it got to grow. It has to develop. You got to find out who you fucking with. Otherwise, you're
right.
Going to be all messed up. Start getting tattoos with their name and shit. You know,
that's
letting them hit it raw and all types of stuff, and they ain't even going half on the bills. Why is they doing Play your house, because I want to feel love. I want somebody to love me. Are you serious? Love yourself first, and then it's all good. I want somebody to love me. I want to be with somebody. But when you see a text in their phone, or, you know, they get a call in the middle of the night, all hell break loose. Now the kids is up because y'all two new niggas is arguing and carrying on. You know, now the kids being scorned, they think this is okay. I know a person that told his wife, they are married, he told his wife that you be visually cheating on me.
Oh. What you mean that her? Because she keeps staring at other dudes.
What the fuck?
That's what he told her? Because she keeps staring at other dudes?
because she's looking at other people. It doesn't matter who she's looking at. You know, I married you.
Listen, I was just about to say that. It don't matter. Listen, we all got eyes. In the back of our minds, we all get turned on by different types of people. That's just nature. Mm-hmm. We are attracted to other human beings, opposite sex. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm with my girl. But I see some other girl that's fine as hell walking on the block. I'm going to stare. I'm not going to be disrespectful and be like, yo. You know what I mean? But I'm going to stare. I'm like, damn, to myself. You know what I'm saying? But, like, at the end of the day, we all just want to do each other. So I don't care what nobody say. Animal instinct is let's procreate. The only difference between the animal and a human being is that we got the choice and we like to do it for pleasure, not for procreation. So that's the only problem.
I don't think that it's a big deal for my man to check out another chick. You want to know why? First of all, I'm secure in my position. Second of all, I know other dudes is checking me out when I'm walking past. And shit, I might be looking at the chick too, like, damn, she look nice. You know, there's nothing wrong with looking, but you can't get into an argument with somebody and say, you visually cheating on me. What type of shit is that? I would have turned around and slapped fire just to start some shit. Like, you know, you want to fight? When you want to argue, you want to fight? Well, here it is. And it's just crazy. When it gets to the texting and whatnot, I say as far as when you're in a relationship and those people that you know that's in your phone that want to smash, they want to hit, they always flirting and talking sexy to you on the phone, you have to put those people at bay. You got to let them know.
That's going to get you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes that's hard because sometimes a man wants that play because he's not getting it at home. So sometimes a man, like, you got to understand, every man likes to chase. So if it's hard to get, our natural instinct is to go chase it. You know what I mean?
But even if you're not getting it at home, okay, you're not getting it at home, then leave home the fuck alone and go chase. How you going to be, you need to have your work boots on at home, but you two really trying to put your sneakers on and chase. You ain't got time for all that shit. You need work boots here. You ain't got
to
put those sneakers on and chase there. Work it out here. Otherwise, you can leave this situation, put your sneakers on, and go chase these birds. Because they ain't going to be able to do it how I do it. Every woman is very unique. And you're right about that. Women, we get mad, and what we do, we want to cut off the supply. We want to cut off the wifey benefits. Oh, I ain't cooking. I ain't cleaning. I ain't fucking. I ain't sucking. I ain't doing shit. All right, you ain't got to do it. Because he just said it. Let you know what you don't do, old girl next door and old girl that's in his phone, she been waiting on him to call so she can go in and clock in on her damn job. Mm-hmm.
And you take that and multiply it by 5 years, you got a tired ass relationship, and they go that man going ahead and fucking 3 to 4 different bras again.
You never know what he bringing you black. But let's talk about the whole trap in the closet situation. Yes, I said trap in the damn closet.
You heard me. I said homo.
That's like,
I'm about to say the word.
You said, let me do it again. Hold on.
You heard me. I said homo.
Homo.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Martin Lawrence for that sound effect right there. You heard him.
What's
he
that?
Said, homo. If your man, listen, I had to take a deep breath because I get excited. I ain't got nothing against gay people. Let me put that out there. But when your man plays too many gay games, he is trapped in the closet. I know a man, and Queen and King and everybody that's tuning in and listen, y'all can break this down for Diva Mary Kay. He's always playing gay games. We were at some friend's house, and he came in the house. He asked my girlfriend. He said, "Where is such and such at?" She said, "Oh, he in the shower." He said, "All right, I'll be back." And so I'm walking towards the back and giggling and laughing. That shit ain't funny. That's gay.
Oh, that's some gay ass shit right there.
Just come out the closet. Don't be a poser. Now, thing number two, if y'all at a karaoke and your man jump up on the stage, whether it's his birthday or not, and another man is up there singing Genuine Pony, and he get up on the stage and start air rolling on him, that's
gay. Oh, that's gay right there. That's some homo shit right there.
Now, ladies, this is the one, and everybody just calm down. Just calm down. Everybody calm down. Sit down over there. Just calm down. Calm down. This is the one that's going to kill you. Ladies, this is for y'all. If your man puts on some of your lingerie, I don't give a fuck if it's your T-shirt, your teddy, something.
Oh, yeah.
That's not funny, ladies. He got some secret. He got some skeletons in the closet.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. After time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then. Unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
You better watch his ass.
You ain't got to watch nothing, cause women we be so in love and we in denial. We don't want to see it. Oh girl, he just playing.
Come on, man. You know, your dude gonna get thrown on the thong, go throw on your bra, and he like that shit. Next thing you gonna do is you gonna come home, you gonna catch him in the heels watching some crazy shit. Like fuck that. Nah, man. That shit don't get no play. Fuck that.
It don't get no play, ladies. Get out of denial, man. Get out of denial and start doing what's best for you. I know our jobs as women to be nurturers and to care and to cook and to clean, but ladies, sometimes you got to roll you one up and keep it moving. We're going to get into this hot music right now by The Change, man. It's called Roll One Up. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Change. Don't go nowhere.
Hey yo.
Hey yo.
Yeah.
Hey yo. Hey yo.
It's Change. Where the light at?
Gotta roll one up until it's enough. Chip away the pain. Gotta stop stressing. Gotta feel the rest. It's gonna come up. When will it change? Life's still a blessing. I'm still breathing. Push pressing. I'm still cheating. Affecting all day, crucifix checks, mama prays for this whole day. It's on my mind, but no money in my pocket. Change in the couch, just enough a Dutch coffee. Walk to the store, cop a great Dutch fall. The greenery, the if I want more. A quarter water juice and a tater chip for sunflower seeds on my favorite board. Back to the crib, gotta break the Dutch up. And my luck up, got the fly weed, motherfucker. My dog Porter rolled it up, so we smoke right. Pass it to me, back to you, now we getting high. I'm on fire, literally can't put me out. I'm feeling tired, mentally on the wrong route. Seen it for change, but my brain's in the wrong lane. Like a sink and my dreams going down the drain. Gotta roll one up, smoke until it's enough. Chip away the pain, gotta stop stressing. Gotta feel the rest, it's gonna come up. When will it change? Life's still a blessing. I'm still breathing, both pressing. I'm still cheating. And I gotta move, can't stand still dreaming. My thoughts like a booty dome. Like I spit the right lyrics on the wrong song. Life got a vice grip on my nuts strong. All along I just do it to myself, man. Champion in the mind for the belt, man. I've been fighting with my right, but I'm left-handed. Everybody knows when I let it land. I demand it, battalion in the lyrics. I'm a general commanding. Samurai Jack, last one standing. Time for a change, and the only one asking. Smoke a few and forget about death. Getting locked up off a dump. Court system making hard and out of run. Looking for a legal way to let me breathe. It's that G, so I'm coming with it lyrically. Now where do we
gotta roll one up? I'm feeling sun up. Chip away the pain. Gotta stop stressing. Gotta feel the rest. It's gonna come up. When will it change? Life's still a blessing. I'm still breathing. Both pressing. I'm still cheating. And I gotta move. Can't stand still dreaming. Yeah, I gotta prove that I'm here for.
Yeah, I'm coming with the last verse. Nothing as worse than somebody that you love riding in a black hearse. Waking up to a screaming on my knees, take away demons.
change all cause it never rains when you need it. Of course I'ma believe it. I need to have a reason why the f*** would I be breathing.
No one else, woke until it's enough. Cheap away the pain, gotta stop stressing. Gotta still resting, it's gonna come up. When will it change? Life's still a blessing. I'm still breathing, both pressing. I'm still cheaping, man, I gotta move. Can't stand still dreaming. Yeah, I gotta prove it, I'm here for a reason.
It's a change. Yeah, cause I'm some f***ing out there. Need that five just to get by. Roll a fat one up to this and get split.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Women Chronicles. This is where we go in on Women Chronicles every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Y'all know how we get down. Nothing but 2 hours of pure, outright raw talk and fun, man. I got my girl, Stacey, all the way from Brick City, live on the line with us. And we just going to jump right back into this thing and keep it moving. I wanted to talk about the whole tug of war with a man, two men fighting over a woman, or two women fighting over a man, and both of them are too damn stubborn just to let go and say, you know what, this ain't cool. I need to let this fool go. Because when you're fighting, when two people are fighting over one individual, it does nothing but give that person that's doing wrong power. It makes them feel inferior, like I can do whatever I want to do. Both of these people was going to be here, so why I got to stop doing what I want to do? I got a safe haven here, and I got a safe haven there. Okay, he get mad at me, I could run over to his house. He get mad at me, I could run back to his house. That's just unnecessary. We enable people to do the shit that they do to us, and then we wonder why they do it. You allowed it to happen. But then when the shit hit the fan, oh, it's over. There will be no more milk and cookies. You know, and then we start thinking on the other end, you know, now we got to clean up the mess that basically we made. I never fought over a man, and I'm not going to fight over a man, but I can say that I did take a lot of crap from a dude. And knowingly knowing that he was lying, and just because I didn't have proof didn't mean nothing. I could have left a long time ago. I just chose to stay. But then when I did find out, I ended up setting it off. It's only by the grace of God that I didn't go to jail. But they throwing numbers at men and women now like football numbers. They don't give a hell who you is. What? You can't cut your man's dick off no more and get away with the ladies.
That's so sad.
What you say, Stacey?
Anymore.
Wait a minute. What you say? I didn't hear you.
I said that is so sad that you can't do that anymore.
It's so sad that you can't do it anymore.
Sure. I will shank a dude with the quickness. I have no problem. Poke, poke, and walk. There is no piece of meat in any man's jaw that is worth fighting over. I don't give a damn how good it used to be, how good it was yesterday, or none of the above. Because bitches will cut you. I know a chick got $150 over a dude, and he ain't even on her. He's a sub chick. You mean to tell me half my face got cut off over a piece of meat that I don't even got no more?
That's sad.
Just be honest.
That's,
you know, I went through that for 6 years.
Oh my damn!
Going back and forth, it's ridiculous. I got to the realization that there's no man worth fighting a woman over, not even fighting himself over.
You ain't never lying.
It's not worth your stress, your heartache, your tears. It's not worth any of it.
When did it come to you that you came to the realization? What
what was it that just broke you up out of you? You said, you know what, this is not good. What point in your life did it come to? What happened that you realized that all that madness was not worth it?
I had to pull up Judge Lynn Toler. I had to look deep before I leaped.
Shit.
I had to look deep. And when you with somebody, you come, they come home to you, they wake up to you, and you look at this person and be like, why the fuck am I with you? There's no attraction. There's no love. Like, he come home. Now when he's trying to do right, you like, why are you looking me in my face? Why are you even here? You can only do so much to a person till they're not even interested anymore. And then once the no interest comes, that means I'm looking for four and X, somebody to hell up. I'm not going to do it while you're here. I'm going to kick you out first. Might even pull a little somewhere I'm going to call the popo. But, hey, it's going to get done. You're going to get out one way or another.
I think it's very important for people to be upfront. You know, look, it's the 30-day notice or whatever the case may be. You need to find you somewhere, you know, to live.
Because in those 30 days, you could be doing me dirty as hell. You know, you got to go and pay no bills. You figuring like, oh, I think she's on to me. She's not interested anymore. I'm not going to start doing this in the house anymore. I'm not going to do that because that's what he's doing now. He's still not even taking care of his kids.
Well, with that being said, if you're going to be leaving out of a relationship and leaving the person that you're with, you want to prepare yourself and understand that you're not going to get the support that you was getting from that person before you decided to break up with them. You know, mm-hmm. It has to be a plan and action that, you know, I may have to downgrade and I'm going to have to put some savings up so I can be able to support myself first and my children. Otherwise, you know, it's going to go either way. If you're going to be leaving, excuse me, out of a relationship and you're not going to be messing with that person no more, you got to understand that, of course, they're not going to do the things that they did when you guys were in a relationship. But you have to start preparing yourself, especially for women, because, you know, the men move in. And I have to say this to all my brothers out there, stop moving in with these women. And if you're going to move in with a woman, you need to have an understanding with her. Well, I would like to have my name on the lease. You know, if I'm going to be paying my money, then I need to know who the landlord is, and I need to be able to present you with money orders, because we're doing this together. When we move in together, we're together. So, you know, just that verbal agreement is not enough. And for, you know, the relationship that has went sour for men and women, and you're going to basically give this person their walking papers, you want to be preparing yourself for the financial burden that you're going to be taking on. Because if it was two incomes in the house before and now it's only going to be one, you need to have a plan of action that you're going to have to either downgrade or you're going to have to pick up some extra hours or get an additional job or go back to school and get you a degree where it'll pay you a substantial amount of money monthly so you can be able to take care of your bills. And everybody that's on the line, if you want to chime in, you know, from your phone, all you got to do is press the one button and we'll open up your mic. We got this hot topic called, you know, you say she's just a friend, you say he's just a friend, and the things that lead that goes on afterwards, because going back and forth for years, making the breakup, breaking up to make up, you know, it doesn't, we have to understand as adults, especially when there's children and family involved that love us and care for us, we have to understand it's like us throwing a pond into a river. That ripple effect that goes outward, that's your family, your friends, and your children. It has an impact on them. You know, love is part-time, full-time, all the time. When you tell somebody that you love them, love means promise. It's saying in the Bible, that means I promise to love you through thick and thin, for better or worse, and I love you for who you are and who you ain't never going to be. Because we get into these relationships, and then we start seeing things outside the relationship. We start seeing other people's relationships. We start seeing things on the television. And now we think our person should be in this cookie cutter image, and they're not. My hair is short and thick. It's never going to grow down my back.
it's going to take me a while to get that done. Or, you know, I'm 195. Shit, she 130. I'm not going to get there. I got big bones. I came from a big bone family. But before you get to the point that you don't want to be with the person no more and you like, look, I just don't even want to deal with you no more, do it in a respectable manner for yourself and for your children because they see what's going on. And if it gets to the point that you didn't got with this woman, left this woman, got back with this woman, left this woman, you can't be mad when your family no longer respects your mate, especially when there are physical harm being done to one another. I don't fuck with your husband. I don't fuck with your wife because y'all always going through some stuff. And, you know, you call me up when he jump on you or you call me up when she jumps on you and put you out. And you can be doing better. Understand your family always feel that you can, you always can do better. So now, instead of you keeping it real and working on your own independence, what you did was you tearing down your family life. Now your sisters and brothers and mothers and cousins and best friends don't even want to fuck with you like that no more because it is one individual. Because they got issues and can't get they stuff together, let alone don't want to get they stuff together because they too busy worrying about what the hell you doing.
Yep, same situation I just got out of. But my thing is, if you want to leave a relationship, that's no problem, leave. But don't upgrade the new chick to something that she wasn't before and then you refuse to take care of your kids because you now upgrading a new woman. You buying her,
you buying this.
But you can't even buy your daughter a pair of sneakers from Payless. And it's the BOGO sale.
You know, wow, that's not cool. You know, that's you never put no man or woman before your children. But, you know, that's why it's so important for you to know who you're dating, who you're in a relationship with. You know, and karma always come back around. So,
yeah, because
you know,
now you're crying, oh, I can't see my kids. I want to see my kids. And my thing is now, cut me a check. Not even cut
right.
me a check. Don't cut the daycare center a check. Cut the
So you're saying if he pays child care, if he buys groceries, then he can see his children?
No. He comes, he'll send his woman to pick up his children, but he won't support his children, but he still sees his children. My thing is, you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you want to see them and build with them and bond with them, it would help if you take care of them. Don't let me sit here just to work to pay daycare $230 a week, but you seeing your kids every weekend. And you won't even buy a pack of Pampers. I got to send stuff from my house to your house.
Now, with the whole situation of him sending his girl to come and pick up his kids, why is it that he's not coming to pick up? These are his children. Why is he not coming to pick up his children? Did you communicate with him and say
that I won't let them go? Because me and her, we don't deal with each other. We have no license for each other. So I'm going to say something. So he's like, okay. He feels like, okay, every time he'll send her, he'll say, oh, I'm going to take that to court. You won't let me see my kids.
Well, you should take
like
it to court. If y'all don't have any
custody,
I mean, that should be.
Send somebody else just to do something stupid. My thing is, just take care of your kids. You don't do nothing for them at all. You don't buy them clothes. You don't buy them anything. You provide
them. Well, let me say this to you, Queen. Let me say this to you. As far as all that money and buying shit, that's secondary. The time that a man spends with his child, the love, the hugs, the caring, the quality time is priceless. You can't put no price on what he buys or whatever the case may be because if he was dead and gone.
You can't put a price on that, but I can put a price on that. Something like my kids get kicked out of school for non-payment.
I mean, but that's something, that's something that you have to take.
Like, we share everything 50-50 down the middle because there's two kids involved. But if you
mm-hmm.
honestly sit there and say, oh, I'm going to give you nothing, but then you deal with it, what am I supposed to do?
So why didn't you take this up? First of all, why didn't you take this up with the court?
the course where you have to get a mediator and take care of it, and then you allow your kids.
He has not applied by any rules of his part of the mediation.
So you allow his girl to come.
Go to him. Wait a minute,
you allow his girl to come and pick up your kids?
No. She leaves, go back and tell him that, oh, she wouldn't give them to me, and then he got to drive all the way up here and get them. You're damn right. Make two trips. It's not my gas money.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not mad about that. I would rather for him to be, my kids to be with the father.
They didn't go last weekend for the simple fact that I want to know where my kids are going to be, where they're sleeping. I don't know the environment that they're in, and he got mad because
mm-hmm.
I told the course because he has my kids sleeping in between him and her in a bed. That's not their mother. She's of no relationship. Why is she culling up with my babies?
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless on that one. I don't know.
Are you serious? So I went to the court yesterday and got an order, a judgment for him not to have the kids until he goes out and he provides at least a toddler bed or a futon, something where he can sleep on with him and the kids because they don't like to sleep by themselves. This woman's not cuddling up with my 2-year-old baby. Like, what does that look like?
Well, if you and the girl had a, not the girl, she's a grown woman, you and the woman had more of a positive relationship and a more of a good relationship, and you knew her,
I don't even let my kids hook up to my mama.
Stacey, what the fuck? I don't even know what the hell is wrong. I mean, either way, I mean, that's a difficult situation, but some things gotta.
I have somebody else in my life. There's no way I'm going to sit there and put my 2-year-old daughter in between us in a bed. I'm not going to disrespect my child that way, so why should her father feel it's okay for him and my kids and his wife to sleep in a bed together?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say we all snuggled up in the bed with one another. But if it's a 2-year-old child and you know that child needs to be fed or picked up and held or something like that, I'm going to do it. But at the end of the day, you know,
that's
I think it's more of the relationship you and the new boo have. So, you know, that's some crazy shit right there in the situation. But as far as the financial support, you know, you got to understand it's women out there that, you know, that the father is dead and they never worked.
No, this woman works full-time jobs. And mean to tell me that there's no child support order. We agreed that he would give me a certain amount a week. A certain amount a week has not come as of yet. We went to court over a month ago. He's been slowly cutting me a check for, I will say the amount, $4.75 a week. I haven't gotten $1.75.
Wait, you said there's no child support agreement, but then you said that y'all have it.
No, we set a price in mediation. Because if he can work 2 full-time jobs, pay 2 car notes, pay a mortgage, car insurance and everything else, oh, he can afford to give me what I asked for.
Wow. That's definitely.
So my thing is, I told him, I said, even if you don't feel comfortable giving me the money, because what I would do with it is pay a bill, why don't you just pay the daycare bill? You don't have to hand the money to me in my hand. When you pick the kids up on Friday from school, go on the daycare center and say, hey, this is for so-and-so for this week. You don't have to give the money to me.
That's true. You don't got to
put the money in my hand. You can sit there and say, oh, here goes some clothes for the kids. If you feel funny about it, take the tags off and take the receipt.
A lot of y'all is getting busted in these situations, man. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press that one button to add your 2 cents on the topic. You say he or she is just a friend, and it ain't all what it's about. We're about to go into a break and get into some of this hot music. Let's go, man.
It's too dark. o'clock in the morning, where you been?
Baby, didn't you get my two-way? I was with my girlfriend.
You a lie. I called Keisha and Tanya, and they were both at home.
But I didn't say them, though.
But they're only friends I know, girl, you better
wait before you get all upset. Here's the truth.
Talk to me.
I was with my girl when she got some bad news.
Hey.
A man cheated, had her upset and confused.
But baby, what's that got to do? What you coming in at two? While you at it, call a cab. It's obvious you're playing around. Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Frank, please hear me out.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
I can explain everything.
Right now I want you out this house.
Baby, please, one more chance. Let me tell you where I've been.
So quit wasting my time and say what's on your mind.
Find me and some girlfriend.
Why didn't you just check in?
I was, but then I thought my cellular was off.
Now earlier you said dancing, but when I just asked, you said shopping. Tell me which one you were doing.
Oh baby, I'm honestly confused.
Yeah right, you're real confused. Tell me where you been.
Dancing.
Dancing where? The name of the club.
Kisses.
What time it is? While you at it, call a cab. It's obvious you're playing around. Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Baby, I'm a victim of circumstances.
Whoa.
Why you don't believe me, I don't understand it.
Trying to slick a can of oil, who you think you're fooling? Now get on out my face,
baby,
or I catch another chance.
Wait.
Go upstairs.
But I don't wanna.
While you're at it, call a cab.
A cab for what?
It's obvious you're playing around.
No, I'm not.
Go upstairs and get your
no
out of here
no
now.
Innocent, 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 I'm innocent.
No, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty.
Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Ow.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Go upstairs and get your
go out and find some other guy.
is good for you to say how it's simple now. Maybe I deserve for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah. Sexy dress for me to ask you who the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it all like it ain't nothing. I know it's something, but maybe it's nothing here. To sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink. Help ease my mind. I wanna be mad after all those times.
Maybe
I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I
oh yeah.
Y'all know we got nothing but love for y'all. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard and give your two cents on this whole topic. You say he or she is just a friend. We've been going in deep on this topic about what people accept, the whole relationships, how they burn out after all those years. Don't you hate when you see people in relationships for 4 and 5 and 10 and 15 years and then they split up later? I mean, you can't really judge because you never know what's going on in someone's house or someone's relationships and why they split up. But we need to definitely address why people break up or why people get themselves into situations. Or we, I can't point the finger at no one. You never can point your finger, one finger at somebody, because it's always three fingers pointing back at you. If you take the time out to point at something right now, it's three fingers pointing back at you. So who are you to judge? But at the end of the day, we need to get real, come to reality of what caused a lot of heartbreak and a lot of wasted time. one of the prime examples for your mate when you're in a relationship. I've seen it so many times. I've been through it. You have higher expectations for your mate than your mate has for themselves. I'm going to say that again. You have higher expectations for your mate than what they have for themselves. And in relationships, a lot of people get frustrated. Why you don't go to school? Why you don't go to work? Why you don't take that talent that you have and go a lot more further with it? You could be doing this, 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 and that, and so forth, and be so much better off. But if they're not taking the time out and doing it for themselves, you're going to be wasting time, emotion, and years constantly trying to beat this into this person's head. A man and a woman is going to do what they want to at the end of the day. If they're not taking the advice that you're giving them and trying to better themselves and upgrade themselves, then all it's going to lead to is a bunch of fussing and fighting and cheating and heartbreaking in the house. So, you know, if you don't feel like your mate is on the same level as you, don't feel guilty. Too many guilty people in relationships. Oh, man, you know, if I leave him or if I leave her, that'd be messed up. You know, they really can't take care of this or take care of that. If I was to leave, then you need to give them fair warning. Look, I've been in this relationship with you, and I'm dedicating my time, my love, my patience, my trust, and my money into you. And if you can't do something as simple as go and get your driver's license, your ID, your high school diploma, take a trade, get a job, then me and you at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to build. I don't honestly feel like you're building to my foundation. I just feel like you're taking bricks away. You know, and a lot of people, you know, in relationships, what we can do to some of our mates, we can make them codependent. Or they already have codependency behavior before they even get to you. And I know some people is like, you know, Diva Mary Kay, what do you mean about codependency behavior? Codependency behavior. Meaning this is something that people would do. They'll call you up, even family and friends. They'll ask you for things, ask you to do things, and you always saying yes. But the first time or the few times that you say no, they give you a guilt trip. That's codependency behavior. They start to have a fit and get mad at you and start an argument with you. That's codependency behavior. Or they start to cry. That's codependency behavior. Instead of taking their own will and strength, you know, you can cry, you can fuss, you can fight, you can get mad at me, don't want to talk to me. Why not invest that energy into you doing it yourself? It will work out for you a lot more better. But a lot of us in relationships, we feel guilty. Oh, I can't do that to him. I can't do that to her. They doing it to themselves, and guess what? You're helping them continue to be most likely a lazy person, most likely a person that's late all the time, most likely a person that doesn't have enough drive or energy to do things for themselves. Sometimes we got to give the people in our life the tough love, and we got to check ourselves. Check yourselves. If you going to school and if you going to work and if you getting up and getting out on time, and I say on time because when you show up to something late or you're late when you're supposed to do something, all you're doing is telling those people is that their time is not valuable. And if somebody is being late to you and you, all they're saying is your time is not valuable, and that's very disrespectful. But you have to check yourself. If you're working hard each and every day to better yourself and to have something in life, then you need to keep it moving. You can't feel guilty that you're going to leave that person behind, because whether you want to or not, you want to grow out of the relationship anyway. Why feel guilty? Because what? You had a child with this person, or this person, you know, for a lot of men, and like, you know, if I break up with her, such and such and such, she's going to put me on child support. Take a look at this, my brothers. Regardless if you in the house with them, you still kicking out, you still paying a certain amount of money, and you have to show up when it's a court date. You have to show up and say, look, I got rights to advocate for yourself. This is what I can afford. You know, because this is what a single mother goes through when she's not getting any support. I just had a queen before when she was just on the show. She said, you know, he working two full-time jobs and he upgrading his new chick and he not doing nothing for his kids. My kids got kicked out of child care because he didn't pay the child care. And I had to say to her, you know, when you about to break up with somebody and you're no longer in love with them, you need to be preparing yourself for the financial independence and the financial burden that's going to come behind it. Because if we was in this together, then we was doing things together. I moved into a bigger home because me and you and both our income together is what was able to support us. Now, if it's getting to the point that you know that y'all about to break up, you may want to be making some plans to be downgraded to something more smaller or get a job, or not just necessarily a job, because you all know a job is just over broke a lot of times. A lot of people, we just want to get some money in our pocket to end up going to a job that we're not going to be at the end of the day, wasting time, but you want to work on your career where it'll pay you a substantial amount of money where you can be able to afford your bills monthly. You know, no need to be doing Rent-A-Center and if you can't afford it. No need to have internet and modems in all five rooms in the house and you can't afford it. Why do you have the family package for cable? You paying 100 and some change for cable and nobody is really home to watch TV or you can't afford it. You know, just getting our priorities together, that's very important because now when y'all going through your mess and money is always one of the things that cause conflict in the house between relationships. You know, managing money, priorities, it always boils down to that. If you know that this person has bad money management skills or you have bad money management skills or this person needs to bring more income in the house rather than having a part-time job, full-time job, or having the business on the side, a legal business, legal business, you know, you may need to address that with them. Otherwise, people don't continue to waste time. And then this person, you know, you're going to go talking to your friend. We back to the topic. You say he or she is just a friend. You know, you may want to watch that clearly because once you start to, you know, a new job, going to school, these are new people in your life, and you may be confining into someone that's going to stir up some problems in your relationship, especially if you're looking to stay. You can't compare if you meet a nice woman or a nice guy and you say, oh, you know what, I really like this person. I really like their style. I like they got motivation and drive. They got good conversation. They're about their business, you know, and I really would like to pursue and get to know them a lot better. Well, be honest. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but you cannot have your ice cream. You cannot have your cake and have your ice cream, too. You just can't. If you got somebody back at the house that you're living with, then you really need to say, you know what, this is not for me, and I'd rather be doing my own thing so I can be able to see and talk and date people and go on dates freely. Because all that's going to do is start some emotional damage. And just like women get scorned, men get scorned too. Man, I'm telling you, they get scorned too, and they hold on, like, forever. Just like women, they hold on forever. And if y'all want to chime in on a topic, you can press 1 at any time to get your mic open. But men and women, I mean, men getting scorned too as well. Do not waste nobody's time and be over here on the side getting your little jump off on and getting your little boots knocked, and then you coming back home. You don't even know the status of that other person. All you know is that you were physically attracted to him, emotionally attracted to this person, and y'all got down or whatever the case may be. And now y'all all touching and licking and sucking, and you go home with your mate and kiss your mate in the mouth. People done got killed behind that. That's very disrespectful. And how could you want somebody to respect you if you don't respect yourself? And that's real. How can I respect my man if he don't respect himself? Men and women, take your place in the house. Men especially. Women, you too, because women, we get all mad and get the MBD, a.k.a. mad bitch disease. You get mad, now you want to have a pity party, talk about tea party. You want to gang up all the troops and whatnot, and now y'all all against this man, and you telling your business to them. And it ain't got nothing to do with your relationship. Nothing. And they can't even fix nothing. So why are you telling them? I would suggest for anybody that's out there listening online, on your phones, on your smartphones, on my blog, I have to say first that I appreciate you guys for listening. But if you're having some problems in your relationship, you need to go to your mate and say, you know what, things ain't right, and I love you enough that I feel like we need to seek some counseling. You can go see a family counselor. What I would suggest you guys to do is go see your pastor or the church that you go to. Spiritual. You know, one good foundation is God first, family second, career third. Take your woman to the Lord. Take your man to the Lord. You know, pray on it. If you love that person and this is the person that you wanted, it's been plenty of nights that I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And at the end of the day, God revealed to me that the man that I was with and that I wanted to be with and I was waiting on, he wasn't for me. He had something else planned for me. But it took me to keep bumping my head, bumping my head, bumping my head until I was able to just let go. I let go and got some peace with myself. I wasn't with an individual. I wasn't even single. I was by myself for about 4 months. And within that 4 months, I just stayed prayed up. This may not be your situation, and everybody's situation is different, but meditating with the Lord is very important. Because worry would cause you to go crazy, and worry and make you gain weight. And it separates you from you being at your best because you worrying about another individual that you have no control over. You cannot control nobody else. And when you try to control other people, especially in a relationship, that's when all hell hit the fan. I mean, seriously. Because you forget about you and the stuff that you need to be doing for your life because you're worrying about another individual and what they doing. They doing them. Trust and believe they doing them, and you so busy worrying about what they doing that you can't do you. And at the end of the day, what you going to say? You're going to be throwing your hands up saying, oh, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. It was not worth it. But, you know, we all learn from experience, and a lot of times a hard head got to feel it to believe it, because I swear to y'all, I had to feel it to believe it, and I had to go through a lot of stuff, you know, losing my home, losing my job, damn near lost my mind, but it was only by the grace of God that I kept my faith in him, and he brought me back up. Your mate is supposed to be your friend, a friend. And a friend is not somebody that y'all got something in common with, meaning that we both like money or we both smoke or we both drink or we both like a game or something. A real friend is somebody that's going to be there for you through thick and thin. A real friend is going to bring out the best in you. Think about, you know, claiming to have a mate that brings out the best in you. This person brings out the best in me. A real friend is going to intercede when trouble surrounds you. They're not going to turn their back on you. And a real friend is going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. You do not need a yes woman or a yes man in your life, especially when, you know, you can't see your own demons and you can't see the own shit that you're doing wrong. Because you can be, you know what I'm saying, you know, constantly putting alcohol and drugs before the stuff that you know you got to go to school, but your mate sitting up in the middle of the night smoking and drinking with you, knowing damn well you got to get up and go to school or go to work in the next morning. Is that the type of person that you want in your life? If you want to have a good person in your life, you got to start working on you to have some good things about you. It's time for us to get honest, because we can go through phones, we can start checking people that they talking to, we can start stalking and chicken hawking, being secret squirrels, but it's a waste of time because you should have been focusing on yourself. What I need to get honest with and attack and get done with about me. I got some insecurities. You know, I need to start doing what's best for me so I can feel good about me. Because when this person is gone, because they always there for a season, for a reason and a season, and then they gone. Nothing is permanent, baby. Nothing is set in stone that we're going to be together forever and live happily ever after. Things change. People move on. People feel different. People ain't who they thought you was, and people die. So you need to get some honesty and get some realness with yourself on today, man. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to get your comments in before we get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and get some more music rocking. It's time for y'all to start dancing, man, because I'm ready to dance.
Yo, shorty is courageous, going through the stages of where her body is more mature than her age is. Far from the daddy little girl type, can't even imagine what her world's like. It all started off as a youngin', stepfather used to touch her and she couldn't say nothing. The more she held in the pain, it kept coming. Eventually it scarred her for life as a woman. And then he just kept touching her. Inside, that was crushing her. I got something to discuss with her. I'm coming with the tech with the air holes and the muffler.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever to need you, I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
Baby by a stepdad, huh? Little man, all alone up in West Ham. Tough road and without a car, it's a tough walk. Worst part about it is her mom think it's her fault. Word get around, y'all. You know how the town talk. Baby girl is innocent, labeled her the town whore. Suicidal thoughts on her mind even now more. First the abuse, now she gotta raise her child poor. And that's why I feel for you. That's why I'm ready to kill for you. That's a black girl lost for you. Call me, I come through and let it off for you.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever to need you, I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, your blog talk, Shira. We have came to the end of the show, and I just want to say thank you to all those who have tuned in. Make sure y'all follow your diva on Twitter at twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. K is spelled K-A-Y. And check your girl out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/EbonyBrinson. And also, make sure y'all tune in with me and Tay Black on Friday, on Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday. We're going to have Bunky S.A. live in the building. We got an exclusive interview with him, and we also going to be cutting it up with nothing but the hottest music, indie artists around, man. Again, y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. And remember, y'all, you are the most important person in your life on today, and your foundation is only going to be as strong as you make it. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.